Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa in today from Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Every 10 years, the country goes about measuring its population. One by one, town by town, and county by county, we all get tallied up, and that information is used to determine a variety of things, including representation in government and federal funding.
Today, Massachusetts' official census figures were released, and
Well, let's just say the initial presentation was a bit sloppy. We'll have more on that later this hour.
Also coming up on today's Talker, the former poet laureate Robert Pinsky, who's out with a new collection of his work. But first, few of us salivate in anticipation when we think about school lunch. But when Boston City Councilor John Connolly pulled a surprise inspection a few weeks ago and found boxes of expired frozen food being served to public school kids, the general reaction was, ick. Since then, an inventory report has found thousands of pounds of expired foods in BPS freezers, leading to the ouster today of food and nutrition head Helen Montferguson and to a contentious hearing this afternoon organized by Councilor Connolly. WBUR's Deb Becker just returned from those hearings. Hey, Deb.
Hello there, Adam.
So what happened today at City Hall?
Well, it was contentious. Felt more like a courtroom than a city council hearing, quite honestly. Boston City Councilor John Connolly questioned Boston public school officials for hours about his investigation of expired food making its way into school cafeterias. Councilor Connolly directed most of his questions to Shamil Mohammed. He took over today as the interim director of Food and Nutrition Services. Here's Connolly questioning Mohammed.
I'm going to give you another inventory report dated August 31st, 2008.
Yes.
And if you can direct your attention to page 8, item 2154, would you agree that that is Tyson frozen chicken patties? Is that accurate?
You can feel the bright light shining on the poor man's face.
Absolutely. And Connolly had extensive documents tracing food from a privately operated warehouse in Wilmington into the schools. He found some instances where food was served more than a year past its expiration date. He found cases of some types of food being ordered from private vendors, even though there were cases of it in storage at the warehouse. And Shalim Mohammed acknowledged that there is a problem. And he said much of it has to do with inventory control and menu planning.
I am investigating the matter, and we have put a plan into action, and we are going to be working on this and making sure that we have these controls in place so this never occurs again.
I should say, Deb, I feel like I've eaten my fair share of expired popsicles in my time, so did anyone at the hearing address the safety of this expired food? Is it dangerous or is it just gross?
Well, school officials insist that the food is safe. Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson spoke briefly at today's hearing. She said Boston schools serve close to 60,000 meals and snacks a day from more than 40 school cafeterias. She said several steps are being taken and have already been taken to try to improve food quality. She also said that they've removed 280 cases of out-of-date food from that Wilmington warehouse. That's worth about $7,000, by the way. And she said they've set aside more than 3,000 cases of food where the expiration date is in question.
Wow, that's a lot of food.
It is. And she said this is a problem essentially with food storage, not food safety. And a comprehensive review, she said, is underway of all food that's intended for school use.
I should say, you know, listeners might remember that I did a bit of reporting for Radio Boston about school food back last summer, and my sources from all of that tell me that it's, in fact, not at all uncommon to find expired food in school freezers, that there's probably expired food in Newton schools and Andover schools and Somerville schools. And this is a problem that has in part to do with the way the federal government distributes the frozen products to the schools, right?
That's right. The Federal Department of Agriculture has been providing food for school lunches for decades.
Right.
This Wilmington warehouse is one of several, really, in the state where the USDA stores food for schools throughout Massachusetts. And the USDA provides schools with guidelines about how long the food can remain frozen before it begins to lose nutritional value. For example, the USDA says its ground beef products can be safely frozen for 9 months months past the best if used by date. But Boston school officials today said that they hope to implement even higher standards than the federal government.
Sure. Well, let's just back up a second here and mention that John Connolly, the councilman we're talking about here, along with, I don't know, half of his colleagues, is reported to be mulling a run for mayor at this point, assuming that Mayor Menino doesn't run again in a few years, and that's a big assumption. But did Connolly look like a guy running for mayor today, Deb?
Well, he sure did. He was very well prepared for the hearing. As I said, extensive documents. He was clearly the leader of this hearing. And this is also the first of two hearings, Adam. The second will be Thursday night when parents and students will be able to testify.
Oh, that should be hot. Okay, WBUR's Deb Becker. Thanks so much.
Thank you.